Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. My guest is Chris Cook, a farmer, internet blogger, and Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025 keynote speaker. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me.
As part of Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025, you discussed If I Can. You were born with a unique set of challenges. What is the nature of those challenges?
Yeah, so I guess, simply put, I was born missing arms and legs. And to give you a visual, my arms would be about elbow length. And then as far as the legs, the left hand or left side is no leg at all. And on the right side, there's a partially developed leg with a partially developed foot. And that's, I can hop around, you know, on that one leg, or I use a longboard or skateboard to get around. So I'll sit on the board and push that forward with the right leg.
How have you adapted personally, and what's gone into that?
I guess necessity is the mother of invention. First of all, I've met a lot of people say, if I was in your situation, I'd never be able to do that. And I beg to differ. I think we're all capable of overcoming some pretty incredible stuff. I mean, you know, if you think back to if you've ever broken a leg or a arm or whatever and had to learn how to write with the other or navigate with crutches, you know, you're kind of a bumbling fool for the first few days, and you get a little bit better. And by the end of it, you're getting pretty proficient. So, yeah, I just figured out how to do things the way I do them. And it's, even though I was born missing arms and legs, it hasn't held me back from anything. Farmscape. You have a lot of people in the ag space. I mean, I grew up farming, and it's been part of my life as far back as I can remember. And, you know, obviously the older equipment, was a little more difficult, but you just figure out a way to make it work. And the newer equipment now, I mean, I can climb up the ladder on my own. You know, I don't have somebody that, you know, helps me get into the combine or tractor or whatever, or have any contraptions to get me up in there. I do it all on my own, and you figure out clever outside the box ways to do things. That's the other thing. I don't wear prosthetics, and I try and keep, you know, the adaptive equipment or whatever, adaptive whatever that I use as well to a minimum or as very simple as possible. So if I travel a lot, if I have all these gadgets to do specific tasks, I got to take all them around with me. Whereas if I can adapt to the world around me, all of a sudden the world is accessible.
How important has been the support of family and friends, the attitude of family and friends that surround you, and how has that factored into everything?
It's everything. I mean, if my mom and dad and grandparents and aunts and uncles, et cetera, you know, treated me like that poor disabled boy, I would have grown up, you know, acting that way. And, you know, whereas I was just Chris. And, if, you know, when I wanted to start driving farm equipment or, you know, figure out how to ski or snowboard or play baseball, it was never, I don't know, it might be tough or it might be dangerous or it might be difficult or, no, it was, all right, let's figure out a way to make it work. And, you know, when you have that kind of support, and also that mentality, grow up around that mentality, you don't start questioning yourself or your abilities. You know that you can do it. You know that it might not be easy. You know you might have to get creative and figure out your way of doing it, but you know you can do it.
What actually keeps you motivated, and just how important is motivation?
I'm motivated by... FOMO, I guess, you know, the fear of missing out. You know, I don't want to be sitting at home feeling sorry myself, you know, wasting days. I want to be out there, make the most of life, grateful for what I have instead of worrying about what I don't have. And that distinction is so important. You know, I could get caught up in the fact that I'm missing arms and legs and miss out on so much, whereas the fact that I'm missing arms and legs is really moot in the grand scheme of things. It's a speed bump, but it's not by no means is it a hurdle or an insurmountable thing, because I've decided that it isn't. And when somebody thinks that it is, I'm going to go out there and I don't want to prove them wrong and make them feel stupid for doubting me. I want to go out there and prove myself right. I know what I can do. I know what I'm capable of doing. And so that confidence is paramount. And, so to be able to get out there and do those things, I've never really worried about whether or not it will go wrong. And I talked in the presentation about I'm more afraid of regret than failure. Failure is not a bad thing. It's a failure if you never did it in the first place. Regret, I don't want to sit back, look at life thinking, oh, geez, I wish I would have done this. Or, ah, oh, why didn't I go for that? Just jump in the net will appear and enjoy this incredible ride of life.
What is your advice to others facing either similar challenges or different challenges?
Well, we all face challenges. And again, like I said in my presentation today, our biggest challenge, our biggest obstacle, the biggest wrench we throw into the spokes that get thrown into the spokes is the one we do on our own. It's that 6 inches of space between the ears. You just have to figure, I'll take marathons as the example. I'm not out there, smashing out a, elite marathoner's time. I'm the only person to my knowledge so far that's doing marathons on a longboard or skateboard. I'm out there to push myself, and encourage other people to push themselves. So if people say, what was your place? what your finishing time, but where did you place in all the runners? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't even look. The New York City Marathon, I was probably, somewhere in 10,000th place. I don't know. But I don't care. I was out there, trying to hit personal goals, hit personal bests, and keep pushing myself.
How can anyone interested access your blog or get more information?
Yeah, all the videos and posts I do are on, Chris Cook, last name spelled K-O-C-H, and then If I Can. So any iteration of that, chriscook.ifican or ifican.chriscook. And then my website is ifican.ca.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
I'd said this in the presentation again. I tell people, I guarantee I'm having more fun and more success without arms and legs than I would have had I been worn with them. And I hope just that statement alone makes people think about their own situation, about their own things in life that they've allowed to hold them back, and just get out there and do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Our guest has been Chris Cook, a farmer, internet blogger, and 2025 keynote speaker at Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.